We're here tonight to demand the truth from our media. Now, usually when we talk about the truth that's missing from our media, we're talking about all the bad stuff that they don't tell us, like the number of civilian deaths in Iraq, or the lies told to justify this illegal war. And we're going to hear a lot about those cover-ups for this amazing historic weekend. But I want to talk about another kind of truth that's also missing from the corporate media. And that's the truth, not about those cover-ups, not about the bad stuff, but the truth about our successes. We aren't told the truth about our victories, the victories of progressive forces around the world. This is the biggest lie of all. It's the suppression of the truth, not about their power, which we all know about, but about our power. And this is no accident, because if you want to maintain the status quo exactly as it is, your best weapon is the weapon of isolation. And it just so happens that television is a 24-hour isolation booth. It keeps you alone in your house instead of in rooms like this. And it doesn't tell you that the person sitting next door in front of their box is feeling just as isolated. It certainly doesn't tell you if they won some major victories by organizing a union. And it doesn't tell you if a community group on the other side of town won an incredible victory against a developer like Walmart. It doesn't tell us that the global anti-war movement that is now morphing into an anti-occupation movement is the hugest, most globally connected movement the world has ever seen. You know, we might glimpse a protest here or there, but these are always presented, of course, as isolated incidents and not connected to each other. But there is a larger truth out there, and that is that progressive forces are surging around the world. There are truths that we aren't being told, but we know, like the fact that George Bush can't travel. Everywhere he goes outside of this country, he is greeted as a war criminal and he's forced to have rushed meetings in airports and in Air Force One because the streets of the world are his enemy. But the streets of the world are our friend. Now, this Tell Us the Truth tour is heading for Miami. It's heading to the doorstep of the next Summit of the Americas to advance a trade deal that no one wants called the Free Trade Area of the Americas. And when we get to Miami, and I hope many of you will be there, the streets, not just of this country, but of the entire hemisphere, are going to be in revolt. Because the Americas are rejecting this deal. They are rejecting what is called in Latin America neoliberalism. And the evidence is absolutely overwhelming. In Brazil, there were 10 million people participated in a referendum about whether or not they wanted the free trade area of the Americas. 10 million people voted. 98% voted no. There was a poll that was just published in The Economist this week. It was a poll of 17 Latin American countries, and they asked people, are you happy with how the free market is working in Latin America? 16% said they were happy. 16% of the population of Latin America is happy with the free market. Do you think they want another free trade deal? Now, across the Americas, privatizations of water, of energy are being rejected. Left-of-center parties are being elected in Brazil, in Ecuador. Hugo Chavez is holding on in Venezuela. And in countries that have neoliberal presidents that are forcing these policies on their people, there have been tremendous popular revolts. In Argentina, December 19th and 20th, 2001, they threw out their neoliberal president, and then they threw out four more in 2 weeks. Last month, the president of Bolivia had to flee to Miami. And so now, everyone's heading for Miami, and maybe some of that spirit You know, I think it's fitting that they're going to Miami, which is, of course, the state that stole the presidency. So maybe some of that spirit of what they call in Argentina, que se vayan todos, they should all be gone, will come home. Okay, so these are the good stories that we're not being told. And the reason we're not being told is because they're contagious, because they make us feel powerful, because they give us courage, and you can feel it in your bones. And that's why we're here. We're here this weekend not because we're weak, but because we're getting strong. Not because we're desperate, but because we're on a roll. We're here because we're demanding the media that is worthy of us. We're starting to win. Pass it on.